There's that old school bell, so welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to be reading in just a moment the comments of E.A. Elam on the golden text of this Sunday school lesson on Amos and Hosea that we have been studying. The golden text is Amos chapter 5 and verse 15, where Amos writes, "Hate the evil and love the good, and establish justice in the gate." We will read those comments after I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Let me read to you some of Elam's comments concerning that passage. It says this: "What are uprightness and righteousness? We know the meaning of these words. The great need of the church is to be upright and righteous. Righteousness comes from the word right, and whatever God teaches people to do and to be is His righteousness. Right between man and man, right living in the home, right everywhere, and at all times loving neighbors and enemies as God commands, practicing the golden rule. Think of this: Christ was the most humble, meek, lowly, reviled not when reviled, resisted not evil, was frank, clear, and straightforward in all his teachings, in the establishment of his kingdom, resorted to no political tricks, practiced no schemes, deceived no one, spoke without reserve and equivocation the whole plain truth, blessed children and the poor, relieved the afflicted, and raised the dead. On the contrary, he never killed anyone, never made an orphan or a widow, shed not one drop of blood, never devastated an enemy's country or ruined a single home. But he had Peter to sheathe the sword, declare to Pilate that his kingdom was not of this world, and if so his subjects would fight. He is the Prince of Peace. His gospel is the gospel of peace. He commands his disciples to keep the peace, to seek peace and pursue it, to follow peace with all men, and pronounces a blessing upon peacemakers. The law of love is the fundamental law of his kingdom. His spirit is the spirit of, or patriotism, of his kingdom. But if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his," Romans 8 and verse 9. How solemnly impressive is this when we reflect that this is God's conclusion and declaration. Since this is the scepter of Christ's kingdom, his subjects must be ruled by it. Hence, Christians hate everything that is unfair, dishonest, unjust, unrighteous, slanderous, untrue, unequal, iniquitous, unfaithful to Christ, and disobedient to God. They abominate all guile, hypocrisy, evil speaking, jealousy, envy, malice, unholy strife, bitterness, and all divisions contrary to the teachings of Christ. On the other hand, they love and endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Christians are grieved when brethren wrong one another or do wrong in any way, and more so when such brethren fail or refuse to confess their faults and to right the wrongs they have done to others. All this and more is embraced in the hating the evil and loving the good. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of this Sunday school lesson. And as I turn the page in my Sunday school book, I see that the next Sunday school lesson is about the Assyrian exile of Israel. It was a Sunday school lesson prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May the 4th, 1924. The text for this lesson is in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verses 19 through 18. But for our purpose, I'm going to begin reading in 2 Kings chapter 17, 1, and I'll read through verse 18. In 2 Kings 17, 1, we read, "In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hosea the son of Elah to reign in Samaria over Israel, and reigned 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, yet not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hosea became his servant, and brought him tribute. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hosea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and offered no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up, and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria, and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria, and carried Israel away into Assyria, and placed them in Hala, and on the harbor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes." 2 Kings chapter 17 in verse 7. "And it was so because the children of Israel had sinned against Jehovah their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the nations whom Jehovah cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they made. And the children of Israel did secretly things that were not right against Jehovah their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fortified city. And they set them up pillars and Asherim upon every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burn incense in all the high places, as did the nations whom Jehovah carried away before them. And they wrought wicked things to provoke Jehovah to anger. And they served idols, whereof Jehovah said unto them, Ye shall not do this thing. Yet Jehovah testified unto Israel and unto Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you. But my servants the prophets, notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their neck, like to the neck of their fathers who believed not in Jehovah their God. And they rejected his statutes, and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimony that he testified unto them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the nations that were round about them, concerning whom Jehovah had charged them that they should not do like them. And they forsook all the commandments of Jehovah their God, and made them molten images, even 2 calves, and made an Asherah, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, to provoke him to anger. Therefore Jehovah was angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight, and there was none left but the tribe of Judah only." I want you to notice in that reading, 2 Kings 17 in verse 15, where it says, "They followed vanity and became vain." Now, a lot of times vanity is used for idolatry in the Old Testament. So to follow after vanity is to follow after idols. And you know that an idol is nothing at all. In far as deity and power and ability is concerned, it's just a chunk of wood or a piece of stone. And yet they followed that which amounted to nothing. And the result was they became vain. They became nothing. All the lesson here is so important. We need to have the right idea about the God whom we worship, and that's revealed in the Bible. If we have the right idea about the God that we worship, then we will become like unto that God in character. And if we worship that which is vain, we will become vain. And so that explains the way many people behave themselves today. They have followed after that which is vanity, and they have become vain. And we learn from old Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes that the things under the sun are vanity. And if we're living for this life and this age and these material passing things, then that's what we'll become, and we'll be passing. And we will have no high aspirations like those who acknowledge the God who made all these things. And so we need to be careful not to follow vanity and to become vain. Now the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 119 in verse 16, where David writes, "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." And the devotional reading is in that same psalm, Psalm 119, verses 33 through 40. "Teach me, O Jehovah, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken me in thy ways. Confirm unto thy servant thy word, which is in order unto the fear of thee. Turn away my reproach, whereof I am afraid, for thine ordinances are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." Now, in introducing this Sunday school lesson about the Assyrian exile of Israel, Elam writes in an introduction about the dynasties and length of the kingdom of Israel. And so he writes, "In this lesson we come to the downfall of the kingdom of Israel and the final destruction of the 10 tribes as a nation. This kingdom had 19 kings and 9 different dynasties. Who could name those kings and give the times of their reign? God promised to Jehoram, the son of Nebat, the first king, that if he would obey him and be loyal to him, as was David, he would establish his family on the throne of Israel, as the family of David was established upon the throne of Judah." Let me read to you 1 Kings 11, 30 through 40. We see that Ahijah laid hold of the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces, and said to Jeroboam, "Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Saul, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have 1 tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the goddess of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, to keep my statutes and mine ordinances, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but will make him a prince all the days of his life for David, my servant's sake, whom I choose, who kept my commandments and my statutes. I'm going to have to finish this reading and this lesson in another broadcast.